a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, here we go as we get to our first guest of the day. How many of you tuned in across the country know about Sage Hospitality? Well, about 10 minutes from now, all of you are going to. But first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away, featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service. Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences, and they are going to deliver lasting vacation memories for you. They've got over 200 resorts in places across the United States and internationally as well. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations, and they're going to offer you home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, Mary, just this week, they had the grand opening of their new property in Kyoto, Japan. You know, this has been an important growth location for their CEO, Mark Wang. Folks, I got to tell you, looking at it, they've focused a lot on sourcing local materials and collaborating with the locals there. Looks like they really have a home-run property for travelers to go
beautiful.
Enjoy. So wherever travel takes you, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. It was nearly a year ago that Sage Hospitality's Walter Eisenberg joined us on air. That was for the Destination Spotlight segment on his home state of Colorado. But Robert and I knew we wanted to have him back for a more one-on-one discussion. Walter's career in travel and hospitality, the impact he's had on the industry, and the many positives his company has added to the communities that they operate in are really filled with exclamation points. So off to Denver via the show hotline we go now as the executive chairman and co-founder of Sage Hospitality joins our show.
Walter, nice to have you back a part of America's number one travel radio show today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you back with us. You know, in addition to hosting the nation's top travel radio program, dating back to my college days, I've always been entrepreneurial. And back in 1999, I left Disney ABC to start the parent company behind this show. And it certainly, you know, as it grew, we became, you know, one of the larger radio syndicators in the country. So what Mary and I have built over the 27 years has been really a blessing. And the millions of people we've impacted, not just through this show, but through other shows our firm has syndicated or still syndicates, is something we're very proud of. Going back to your college days, you also had entrepreneurial ambitions. You and your partner set out to become the best hotel owners and operators. I'm sure you're very proud, extremely proud, of what Sage Hospitality has grown into over the past 40-plus years. The impact and innovations you've had, the thriving locations you've created. Can you talk a little bit about that with us?
Sure. Yeah, I think I got the entrepreneurial bug at a very young age. I was cutting yards and answered an ad in a newspaper, got a job as a dishwasher, and ultimately fell in love with the business. Originally thought that I loved cooking, thought maybe I'd own a restaurant, and in college learned that 7 of 10 restaurants fail in their first year. So I thought, well, you know.
Not good odds.
Of course, it took me a while, but you know, now we're in the restaurant business in a big way, and all of those lessons learned about how hard that business is are true. But after college, working for a small management company based in the Southeast, and they were very entrepreneurial, opportunistic in how they looked at the business, so learned a lot there. And then my partner in business, Zach Neumeier, was in Denver in 1984, called me on the phone. He told me he had quit his job and starting a company and kind of to own and operate hotels. And when I joined him, I flew up for the weekend and we cut a deal. I also will tell you that I called my now wife, who we were just dating, and said, "What do you think?" And she goes, "You should do it. Mm. Worst that could happen is you'll go back to being a GM." I was GM of a hotel at the time. Mm-hmm. So pretty good advice from a smart lady.
If you don't have a supportive wife, I agree with that, no question.
What a great story, Walter. And I love that you started at the bottom and look where you are now. That's fantastic, starting really in the heart of the restaurant business as a server. So I actually want to expand on that because, you know, when we all travel, 20 years ago, you really didn't see independent restaurants attached to hotels like you do today. And as you just said, you are really in the restaurant business. I know you started early on with hotels, and of course, that's a big part of your business today. But let's talk a little bit about your foray into the independent restaurants and bars, so food and beverage, and how it's really enhanced the company.
Yeah, it's probably been 30 years ago now, we were pioneers in doing historic urban adaptive reuse, taking blighted historic buildings and turning them into hotels. And all of those are in city centers. And the first one we did, we actually leased the ground floor restaurant to a great operator. And as we were doing it and getting more on, that was actually a Marriott Courtyard, and getting into the full service, we needed to be running the food and beverage. And I was frustrated that, you know, the hotel restaurants just weren't very good. Mm-hmm. And I thought, we have this amazing real estate and we're, you know, kind of wasting that, if you will, by not having more of an independent restaurant approach. And so I reached out to a old college friend of mine, Drew Nipran, who was one of the founders of Nobu, and asked his advice, and he helped us a little bit at the beginning and then introduced me to a gentleman who joined us as our first COO of the restaurant company, and that was over 20 years ago.
That's made a big impact.
And we, you know, in a way, we were pioneers in really focusing on food and beverage as a as an instrumental part of the experience of being at a hotel.
Oh, there's no question about that. You absolutely were. Yeah. You're right there at the front. You know, so I want to focus just on the hotel sector of Sage for this question, Walter. You know, I believe your company is currently operating properties in nearly 20 states. You've got locations as well in Washington, D.C. You work with major hotel brands like Hilton. You know, they've enjoyed a long association with this program for years. You work with Marriott, Hyatt, Intercontinental, and Independence. You know, you've got a real mix of top luxury and upscale, premium, mid-scale properties. So where's the sweet spot for Sage Hospitality? And regardless of the property or its location, what's something you expect from every member of your team to deliver for travelers?
Well, we are a purpose-led organization, and our purpose is to enrich lives one experience at a time. And that's what we talk about with our people, is that when we wake up every day, your job is to enrich somebody's life. And if you're a leader in the company, it might be enriching the life of one of our associates. If you're on the front lines, enriching the life of a guest. And then, you know, we also are enriching the lives of our partners who have invested with us. And the fourth leg of that stool would be the communities in which we work and live. Mm. And one of our core tenets is to give back to the communities that, in which we work and live. So that's what we try to get our folks to do every day, is to wake up and enrich somebody's life.
So, Walter, last month, Daniel Del Olmo was promoted to president and CEO of Sage Hospitality. He's been with the company since 2020. You've assumed the role of executive chairman of the board. What does this mean for the company moving forward, and as well as your involvement with what you started?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited. Daniel has, as you said, been with us for just over 6 years, and this succession has been long in planning. You know, one of the most difficult things, I think, is to be the successor of a founder. There's all sorts of examples of where it hasn't worked very well, and so we were very deliberate in this process. Daniel, if you were on today, might say it took too long, but
that's honest.
I'm excited about the future. He's a tremendous leader. He is totally aligned with our values. He embraces our purpose. Just a terrific, terrific leader. And I look forward to watching him take us to the next level. I'm going to remain involved in growth. I'm going to remain involved in design and placemaking, the things that I really, really love, and then long-term strategy and company culture. Mm-hmm. So those are the areas that I'm going to remain focused on, working in partnership with Daniel, and just watching him.
Well, Walter, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask you what's next for you, but that explains that you're going to continue to have your fingerprints there, and it's your baby as well. So, I mean, I totally understand that, but it sounds like things are in good hands with Daniel. So we wish you and the whole Sage Hospitality team well. Congratulations on all the success you've had across the various sectors of travel. It has been a pleasure once again connecting. Take care now, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Walter.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Walter Eisenberg, folks, he is a legend in the business. There's no question about it with Sage Hospitality. And I'm sure you may be staying at a Marriott, a Hilton, a Intercontinental, you know, an IHG property, whatever out there.
Independent.
But, yeah, well, independent as well. Yeah. But it's likely tied in some of those markets. So really good operator. And what they've done in Denver, we didn't even get to that. There's so much to talk about there. All right. As we prepare for some sponsor messages, Mary and I are going to be answering emails sent into us later this hour. But next, coming off the successful Milan Cortina Winter Olympics, as well as the Paralympics that just wrapped up a week ago, an Olympic superfan shares what it was like to see the U.S. men's hockey team win gold in person.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.